Tell me about this one. What's this called?
It's called Seeking.
Seeking.
Well, you know, the summer was a beautiful summer, right? Mm-hmm. And there was a lot of light and colors and sunshine. And I found myself seeing light coming through all these flowers and trees and branches and stuff like that. And there was a lot of color because all the blooms, you know, everything was blooming this summer, not rotting like it has in the past. And for some reason, that's kind of what I started to look at. And then that came to mind when I started to paint these paintings. So how the flowers were just kind of going, you know, seeking out the sunlight.
Stretching up to it.
Yeah, yeah.
And your work has always been about color, but these colors are even more vivid with the oil paint.
Yeah, and then you have like the glazing on it, and so they shine a little bit. It's so I'm still going with the colors. Can't stop that.
Yeah, that's great. Now yeah, you have both watercolors and oils in this show, though.
Yeah, I do. Yeah. It's I have about 5 oils, and rest of them are watercolors. Yeah, so I'm not going to leave one medium for the other. I'm going with it both, kind of, you know. So because I enjoy both of them, and I'm actually incorporating some pencil stuff in a few of them. Like there's another one over there, a horse up top there.
Which have so those have some of the same elements of your watercolors as well. With
yeah,
that.
Exactly, and this one.
Going back inside.
Yeah.
For more
detail.
This
is a summer bouquet. Yeah. And so, yeah, the light comes through here too. And I don't know. I just kind of, it just kind of stood out so vividly, you know. And like that one especially, that it's really reaching up and out. And I even have a geranium in my house that's doing the same thing. It's kind of going on to the glass of the window. And it's just spreading out, you know.
But do you feel like you're doing similar kinds of paintings when you're switching back and forth between the two mediums, when you're going from a watercolor to an oil? Are your gestures the same when you're painting, or is it a different kind?
No, it's different. I think that's much different to paint the oil paintings. Even though these kind of watercolors that I do nowadays, I draw with the paint and not a pencil drawing before. The more traditional ones, you know, the special windows and geraniums and that kind of a thing, I always do a pencil drawing first and then I paint. Here I don't do that process. I just paint directly kind of and draw with the paint and stuff.
It's still pretty free for a watercolor.
That's kind of the point with that. You know, I want to free myself as much as possible. And I'm not surprised, you know, if I would become an abstract painter. I kind of feel that way. It kind of pull me.
Some of these oils are going in that way.
Yeah, right? Yeah, exactly.
They're not far off from that.
Exactly.
Let me practice your name. Shustin, am I pronouncing it right?
Shustin.
How many pieces do you have in the show?
Ooh, I have about, I think Pia and I counted, I have 15 or 16 paintings and many more ceramic pieces in different sizes. Everything from really small hanging candle holders for tea lights to large platters and pedestal pieces. So probably close to 30 pieces.
Is there a common theme that runs through all of them, or they're all very colorful, it looks like? But
yeah, I think just the love of the organic shapes. And the theme would be, I think, the rising and falling of nature, life cycles, growing cycles, seems to be reoccurring. And using words, I'm starting to use words and affirmations, and they pop up everywhere.
Some of they pop up in your paintings, which are approaching collage now.
Right? Yeah, they are much more collage-like, almost all of them, actually. I think I could say all of them here. A lot of layers with tissue paper and oil paint and old drawings, and using wood glue, letting it dry, sanding on it, painting on it, and including words. I make up my own little fortune. I saved fortune cookies for a long time, but then I never had enough, and they didn't say exactly what I wanted to say, so then I got on the computer and I made up my own, and so I include those. so you can see, if you look closely, you can make out little words and sayings.
Make me think of it. There's flowers of thought that are blooming in your head or growing.
Yeah, yeah. I think I just love certain words and affirmations, and potential is one word that comes up many times for me and in different pieces. And what is your potential for say a bulb? There is a potential for a bulb and for a person to grow and to expand and things to happen. And who are you going to become?
Let's talk about your ceramics as well.
Yeah.
We've got several vases, it looks like, and some bowls as well.
Yeah.
And a fortune cookie theme as well, too.
Yep. The fortune cookies are fun, I think. And that started just from me saving little fortune cookie notes myself. And I started thinking about, well, why am I saving this, and what does it mean? And I saved the good ones. That's what I did. And the other ones I didn't care about, but I think it could be, for some people, I know that they think of it as a lucky charm to have in their house, and they gift it to someone, and they often, if they have several cookies to choose from, they pull the little fortune out that I make in canvas, and I stamp the message on it, and they pick the message that they like with the cookie that they like, no matter how I intended it from the beginning.